Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's lock it up with Landry in the locker room.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
Presented by Consolidated Communications.
Lock it up.
Fred, Landry, and Lopez are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, get something good in your inbox. Go to newsportsradio610.com and sign up for our weekly emails. Skip the email and get the latest from Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610. Before I do something I need to talk myself out of, John Lopez has a hey, bro. Go ahead.
Hey, bro. If you're from Puerto Rico and you're going by the name John Lopez,
yeah,
not Juan Lopez, and you're playing in the Little League World Series and you go to bat twice with runners on third base and your name is John Lopez, bro, you cannot strike out twice.
Ooh.
You can't do it.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
J-Lo. Bringing down an entire country. Good thing he's lucky he's not Colombian, because he'd probably get murdered. Okay? So be glad you're in Puerto Rico is all I got to say. Can I do a hey, brah, as in hey, ladies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, ladies at my gym this morning. I don't know what's in the water. I don't know if it's maybe because it's school starting and you guys don't have kids. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever inspired you ladies to wear the outfits that you did at the gym today, God bless.
Yeah.
Okay? The little halter top type workout shirts,
yeah,
so we can see all the yoga pant.
All the way to tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Okay? I try not to be creepy guy that stares, okay? I mean, you know, we all catch view. I mean, that's what we're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Also had a girl that hadn't been there in a while, came back. All right. Obviously had a little bit of work done because I couldn't recognize her at first.
On the face?
I think she did, because her eyebrows didn't look the same, and clearly her chestal region was a bit larger than it was before.
Chestal.
And she's been out for a good couple months.
Good for her.
Yeah, so she's probably getting used to it. I'm assuming that when you get breast augmentations, that it probably changes the whole way you feel and the whole way you work out if you're a girl. I would think so.
Probably. Hey, 713-572-4610. For all you ladies that have had adjustments to your chestal region, let us know how that whole process works.
And plastic surgery has almost become like wholesale. Like when a woman gets something done, she just gets it all done.
You do that,
she goes
the
face,
weekend.
She does the breast, she
I
does
have no
the
problem
butt,
with
she
that.
Does it
unless
all.
It's like
I have
way
nothing
too
wrong with
much.
It. I don't care. Whatever you want to do with your body, ladies, go ahead. I'm not one to sit there and say you shouldn't have fake boobs,
but
you shouldn't
have
this.
I understand
whatever
that.
You
but
want to do.
But if it's like trying to look like something you're not even anymore, you know what I'm saying? Just
whatever they want to do.
I'll tell you what I do.
Generally, I would agree.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. But ladies, I'm gonna tell you what I do have a problem with.
Uh-oh.
Fake lips.
Especially the young women doing
y'all
it. It's one thing for the older women. These girls in their early 20s getting fake lips, you look like a bitter beer face.
Yeah, it's something.
Chill out.
Cuz they get whiter too.
And they don't look good.
If you're doing the duck face when you're just it's your normal resting face, then that's a problem.
It's out of control.
It is out of control.
You're beautiful as you are. Isn't that a Lady Gaga song?
Right? I think that was a Bruno Mars song, actually.
Shout out to Bruno.
Poker Face.
I mix those two up all the time.
Poker Face was very similar.
Lady Gaga's got a movie coming out. I saw the preview the other day.
I'll watch it.
No, she's like going to be a feature actress in it.
I like her.
With Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes.
She was born this way, okay? Let's not stop it. Mm-hmm. Let's not stop what she's bringing to the table.
And on the what you're talking about.
What, fake lips?
The chestal region.
Chestal region, yes. Big fan of the chest.
Because you know, a lot of our listeners or loopholes have probably had significant
sort of
others,
done.
Or maybe,
yeah,
or maybe they have.
More power to you.
How long until you can handle them? Put it that way.
Like when you exercise?
No. Like,
oh, actually, oh,
yeah.
go to town.
It's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, start.
It's like 2 weeks.
Are they sensitive for 2 weeks?
No, they'll be sensitive for a while.
I think it's longer than that.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
some girls lose like feeling. I think
because you got the scars that you have to recover, or you know, but if it's good, if it's a good one, then you don't see the scars. Is what I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
So, my daughter saw her first fake butt the other day as we were walking through the.
How'd you know it was fake?
Because there's no way this was real.
Yeah,
I mean, my daughter looked at me and goes, "Dad, there's no way that's real, right?" And I said, "It can't be." Like that butt didn't sit right. Like it was just pun intended. Like it didn't look normal, and so we both agreed that had to be a fake butt. So, fake butts, nay. Fake lips, nay. You want to take care of everything else? A little Botox on the eyes, chestal region adjustments. Have at it.
do what you got to do. I said I was going to stop myself from doing this.
Mm-hmm, but you're not.
I've been trying not to do this because you know how high I am on the Texans this year. I think the Texans have as much talent as they've had maybe ever, especially because of the ceiling of Deshaun Watson. Michael Lombardi, who, by the way, he's going to join Seth Payne on his Deceptively Fast podcast every week. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling there's going to be a topic that they're going to touch on because Lombardi was on Rich Eisen's show earlier in the day, and he was asked about who he liked to make the Super Bowl mm-hmm. out of the AFC. This is what Lombardi had to say.
What do you got for me?
I like Houston. I love Houston. I love Houston's team. I think I love Deshaun Watson. I've loved Deshaun Watson, you know, since he was at Clemson. And on Dabo Sweeney naming him Michael Jordan, I think that kid's going to be great. And I think he's going to continue to make that team great. And that team's culture is built around this kid's attitude. I think they're going to be a tough out for a lot of teams.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm just going to say this right now. And I'm looking around the NFL. I'm looking at Pittsburgh. They're getting a little bit older. I'm looking at all the other teams in that division. You got Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore. Not a very high ceiling. I've already made it clear how I feel about Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville comes down to earth and doesn't get as lucky as they did with injuries within the division. New England, they looked good last preseason game, and they are New England. But eventually, Father Time's going to catch up. I'm going to go ahead and say it. The Texans are going to be in the Super Bowl this year.
All right.
Well, I'm putting the Texans in the Super Bowl this year, and I don't know if they're going to win it, but I just think history's going to repeat itself. And by history repeating itself, Deshaun Watson, freshman year at Clemson, tears ACL after showing promise. Next year, he's in the national championship against Alabama. He returns the next year and gets the job done. I think history repeats itself in the NFL for Deshaun Watson from year one to two. I'm putting the Texans in the Super Bowl.
So this is your official...
It's there.
This isn't just for like the sake of
it's
the
done.
Moment.
It's done. I'm putting the Texans in the Super Bowl. I can't predict health, but if Deshaun Watson stays upright, I think this defense is good enough, and I don't think there's a big enough threat in the NFL, which, as I've said 100 times, 8 of 12 teams in the playoffs last year didn't make the playoffs the year before. Mm-hmm. It's a year-to-year league. I think the Texans are in the Super Bowl.
Whew, man. Let me catch my breath after that. That's a lot to take in right there, Landry Locker. I'm not that far away from you. I said that the Chiefs and the Texans would that first preseason game would be a forthcoming rematch of the AFC Championship game. I'm feeling a little bit not so great about that after watching my Chiefs through the first 2 weeks. So that defense is atrocious. Yeah. I don't care how good Pat Mahomes might be. It's not. I mean, I don't think it's far fetched to say that. And I know what the initial. Oh, you guys are 6'10". You're the Texans flagship. Anybody that doesn't think that this team with Deshaun Watson and what this guy's able to do. All right. I mean, Houston's now figuring out what teams like Indianapolis, mm-hmm. New England, the Saints, Pittsburgh, Green Bay. They're now this city's now just realizing
we've never experienced
it. History, yeah. Okay? And I know no disrespect to your boy Dan Pastorini, but or even Warren Moon, but Deshaun can do things that this city's never seen before, mm-hmm. At least from a player in its own home uniform. We saw that a little bit on Saturday night. I mean, again, that guy just the way and the fact that he's bitching out Troy Maine after a bad play. He's just so workmanlike. He says all the right things. And the way this dude's been able to bounce back mm-hmm. after, and, you know, everybody was like, well, you know, he knows what the injury's like, da 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 da. And that's all well and good. Great that he does. But there still is the recovery time. And if you were a, you know, alien getting beamed into this world for the first time and you saw, you're like, who's this number four guy? He's just on another level. And if this guy, and again, the theme for the 2018 season for your Houston Texans is if they stay healthy. Because if they
it's
do.
It's a theme for everybody in the league.
It's more so for the Texans, though, I think, because this team has this team's a Super Bowl contender on paper. And after what we saw last year with the way this team just, you had bodies dropping like flies last year. This team stays healthy. And if J.J. Watt, who from all accounts is looking like, you know, very J.J.-esque from a few years ago, it's a freakish team, man. This is a freakish football team.
And it's a year-to-year league. A lot of people are talking about the Texans are 4-12. That wasn't a real 4-12 team last year. I mean, they lost their quarterback. They had 23 guys on IR. It's a year-to-year league. Things change in this league all the time.
What did Philadelphia go the year before they won the Super
7-9.
Bowl?
7-9.
There you go.
They were 7-9. The Rams were in the playoffs. They were 4-12. It happens all the time. And we saw, even in the AFC, which we agree is extremely competitive, three of the six teams that made the playoffs in the AFC last year, you know who their quarterbacks were? Their quarterbacks were Tyrod Taylor, Blake Bortles, and Alex Smith, who had a very good year, but these are guys that are that are known as, for lack of a better term, game managers.
No
when
doubt.
Your defense is good, we've seen the Texans go 9-7 with a really good defense. If this defense is good, you add Deshaun Watson into that mix, and then you look at all the other teams around them, there's no reason not to think that the sky's the limit for this team. You just have to open your eyes and look at it and realize we're going to hype up some teams that don't deserve the hype, and we're going to sleep on some teams that we look back and say we shouldn't have slept on them. Michael Lombardi says it. I agree with them. I think the Houston Texans are going to be in the Super Bowl.
The sky is the limit with this team. I'm going to temper it just a little bit, although obviously I'm optimistic. We've been talking about how optimistic we are with Deshaun Watson and how impressive. You know, you and I just watched one series, and we're looking at each other Saturday night going, this guy, man.
Yeah.
This guy is something special. You still got to get through your division first, and you know, and that, I don't mean to sound you know old school too much, but it really is true. You got to get through a really tough division. It's one of the toughest divisions in football. Do they have the capability to get to the Super Bowl if they do that? Absolutely. But all three of these other teams in the division have reason for optimism too.
And I also think, and if we're just talking about the division, a team that I think's under the radar that could make a lot more noise than a lot of people are giving them credit to, I think Tennessee.
That's what I'm saying.
Who made the playoffs last year? Tennessee. They had a great offseason. They added Malcolm Butler. They added Deion Lewis. They beat Jacksonville twice last year, so they were 2-0 against the Jacksonville team that everybody loves. Marcus Mariota's got a new offensive coordinator. If you're just looking within this division. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, look, despite the fact I think that they're going to be disappointing, they're a team that you have to strap up and play every time. I just don't think they're going to be as healthy. I think it's hard to do. But Tennessee is a team that I look at.
Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to compete against Jacksonville. But Tennessee is a team that I would keep an eye on, too, because they could be something.
Hey, don't sleep on them Colts, either.
That's what I'm saying. I said both of these teams. I meant the Jaguars and the Titans. But the Colts with Andrew Luck all of a sudden.
And don't sleep on Frank Reich in the JC factor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, JC looms large in all of this. Also, too, John Daly doing John Daly type things? Is that what happened?
Yeah, we got some John Daly. This is some audio that I picked up from John Daly. I would say he's probably the favorite golfer of In the Loop. I don't like to speak for you guys, but John Daly was doing a Tiger's first. You know how I feel about Tiger, but John Daly was doing a Q&A earlier this week, and he was asked about the biggest shot he's ever made during his golf career, and this is what he had to say.
I was sitting in this bar, and the guy said he could do more shots than me. And so I said, well, let's put five Jack Daniel shots up there, and I bet I could do those five before you do two. And he put his $200 on the table, and that was the easiest $200 I ever made.
God bless John Daly.
He might have a problem. I'm not sure.
What do you mean he might have a problem? Well documented.
I didn't realize he'd been. I mean, apparently he's back. He's off the wagon again, apparently.
No, I think that was the past. Maybe he's just talking about the past. Maybe not
back
recently.
In the day. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's got to be off the
wagon. No, he just drinks beer. That's how.
Well, then, fine.
That's fine.
No, that's what he said. He said he had to stop drinking whiskey, but he still drinks beer. Okay. So good for him. Way to recover.
That's it. A man's got to know his limitations.
I had a buddy that was at one point worked for John Daly.
Yeah.
But Daly owed him some money from some work. So Daly said, well, why don't you fly up to Vegas? I'll pay you because I'm in Vegas right now. So the guy had to buy a ticket to go to Las Vegas to get his money from John Daly because he just was going to give him cash. Gave him like $80,000.
In cash, just
in
right
cash.
There.
Dude. He owed him like $20,000.
Can you get through the airport
with that?
Oh, and he
gave him 80 G's?
Yeah. So he hadn't paid him in like a year.
Yeah.
This is John Daly. People say... I think this is the guy that I'm talking about is the one who gave me this quote. John Daly loves everyone but himself.
That's a great line. He's a good guy, man.
He says, John Daly loves everyone but himself. He owed me $20,000. I could never get a hold of him. Finally got a hold of him. He goes, come to Vegas. I'm in Vegas. Meets him in the casino in Vegas. Goes up to his room, gives him $80,000.
Well worth it.
Yeah.
Well worth it. Also, too, Black Greg chimed in. Fake eyelashes suck, too.
I don't know about that. It depends on how long they make them.
I just can't do them. I can't do them. Shout out to Black Greg. That is Landry Locker. That is John Lopez. I am still that dude, Freddie D. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this bad boy, get you ready for Tuesday, get you ready for the rest of the week, and set you up for the triple threat. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Monday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.